Auburn has the perfect scenario to pull off something they haven't been able to do in quite some time.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Tuesday. Some of you, if you live in Alabama, if you live in South Alabama, you probably got another day off preparing for this quote unquote winter storm. But wherever you are, hope you're having a great day, and we're ready to talk some Auburn football, talk some recruiting. And Auburn is, I think, and we're going to talk about what I mean by this, but I think Auburn is in a scenario where they could pull off something they haven't done in quite a while, and that's land a five-star tackle, a five-star offensive tackle. All the pieces are sort of in place. It's a really, really good, you can kind of see all of the dominoes sort of start to fall in place, and we're going to break down each one of those dominoes and why they're important so that they can possibly pull this thing off. And we'll talk about all that in just a second. Before we do that, got to give a shout out to thebarnauburn.com. You need to join today. Probably already laid out all this at thebarnauburn.com. You would already, this is just be a refresher for you. But you get $25 off for 2025. It's for your annual membership. It's a great brand new message board, Auburn's newest message board. Great community, great conversation, great information. You can catch me here on the pod daily once a day. You can catch me there all day long, so as well as multiple others. Ask questions, just general conversation. Doesn't matter. Check it out, thebarnauburn.com. Auburn has a visit scheduled. We've talked about this kid for a while now, Emmanuel Iheanacho. Auburn's been recruiting this kid for a while. It'll be his second trip to Auburn. He came back, I think, back around like – seems like it was spring of last year. I think he came for a visit, maybe for a spring practice or something like that. So he's obviously familiar with Auburn. Got a visit locked in this weekend. You're talking about the number two overall prospect in the country, not just the number two overall offensive tackle, but the number two overall prospect in the country. So he is, which is funny because obviously that means there's another prospect out there that's an offensive tackle that's better than him. That's the number one prospect in the nation. They're very top heavy, offensive tackle class this season. But anyway, he's scheduled for a visit. Auburn's fired up. He's from Maryland. Auburn's had some success in Maryland recently, but they're going to have their work cut out for them to pull this one off. He's from Georgetown Preparatory School in Baltimore, Maryland. 6'6", 350, 6'7", 350, depending on which site you look at. Just a ready-made offensive tackle, guy that's ready to play. And I think most schools that are looking at him are looking at him that way. Obviously, how Penn State, how Florida, everybody out there that's worth anything is after this kid. And Auburn has secured a visit. He'll be here this weekend for this massive junior day. And I think Auburn has an opportunity to do something they haven't done since, I guess you'd have to go all the way back to Sean Coleman. And even Sean Coleman was not a five-star like to begin with. He was a three-star that eventually grew to a five-star throughout the course of his senior year. And I think he actually did not get his five-star status until maybe that last update. Maybe the very last rankings update is whenever he got bumped up to an eventual five-star. But obviously, he was a great player. He had his battle with his health issues, some type of cancer, I believe it was leukemia, something like that. He sat out, came back, ended up being a really good player and got drafted, played in the NFL a little bit. So obviously five-star tackles are typically as advertised. So what are the things that I'm talking about? Auburn's is in a really good scenario. I think they got a lot of cards sort of in their hand that are going to work towards getting this kid. A lot of dominoes starting to fall, a lot of pieces in place. Whatever pun, innuendo you want to use, Auburn's in a good spot for this kid, and I'll tell you why. Number one reason why Auburn is in a really good spot for this kid is playing time matters. Playing time matters to these kids. And Auburn has playing time to sell. You have, obviously, you have Xavier Chaplin, who you expect to be your starting left tackle. You have Mason Murphy, who you expect to be either your right tackle or right guard. And then you have Azavian Miller. Those are your three tackles, and all three of those guys should be leaving after this season. Now, in theory, Xavier Chaplin has another year left, but I think it's going to be really hard for him, I think, with the NFL for that to be the case. I think he's pretty much going to be a one and done. So really, and the only other chance that you have somebody come back is if that JUCO ruling – they had the JUCO ruling only gave everybody a 1 year waiver. Azavian Miller could technically have 2 years because he played 2 years at JUCO. So the only chance that changes and he doesn't have to leave is if it comes back and they get their full JUCO eligibility back. So if he were to get another year, I guess in theory he could come back for one more year. Now, whether or not he does that is another question, because clearly it was a little bit of a decision-making process for him to decide if he wanted to come back or not. But he's back, obviously. But Auburn should lose all three of those guys. So Auburn's either going to have to get this kid, or more than likely, you're probably going to let some of the guys you have already battle it out for one of the tackle spots. You're probably going to have to go to the portal again if you don't get this kid, to be able to fill the other role. So they have the situation to be able to have immediate playing time. And this kid would be an immediate fix. He'd be an immediate starter. Like you would bring him in expecting him to start immediately. And that's what these kids want. They can't, the offensive linemen like this, they're not really ready to. When you're at this caliber, now you may get some 3- and 4-star guys that don't mind sitting, but guys of this caliber, they're wanting to play. They're wanting to play right away because they can put a lot of film out there and really develop on the field and help pump up their draft stock. And honestly, so the kids want them to play, and then Auburn wants them to play too, because Auburn, you can't. I think Auburn's going to be very competitive in the NIL space always, but money's not infinite. You can't just have a ton of these guys stacked up that are just sitting. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have millions of dollars just sitting on the bench not playing. Like, if you're going to invest, they got to be playing. So I think from a depth chart and pathway to playing time perspective, Auburn's got it. And that's huge. So that's, like, honestly, that may be like step one before you even have a chance to really go after one of these kids. That's like step one. Do we have the playing time to sell? Because that's going to be very important. Because again, you don't want to invest in these kids like you're investing. You're going to have to invest them, sit a year, and then transfer. Like, you can't too many of those will put you. That'll help, like, that'll lose a lot of faith with people that give. Man, we're giving, and you're bringing these kids in, and then they're just turning around and leaving. And then it's just an inefficient way to spend the money, because if that money's sitting, who could it be going to be able to make a difference? So, again, I think step one, playing time matters, and Auburn has it. Auburn has the perfect scenario for this kid to be able to come in and start right away. So obviously that's going to be at the top of the list when he gets here. Boom, let's look at this depth chart. Let's look at how we're going to get you here in December and get you ready to play in the following fall. Like, we're going to need you, and we're going to have to get after it when you get here so you can be ready. So that's number one. Playing time these kids are looking for, check. Auburn's got it, okay? So that's number one. Structure matters. Okay, what do I mean by structure? Auburn, when Hugh got here, had to throw a lot of stuff together at the last minute. The calendar sucks for whenever you hire a new coach. He's got to hire staff. He's got to close a recruiting class. I don't think they had the structure built yet to be able to fully, I guess, look at a roster with a GM mindset with everything else that you have to do and be able to assemble a roster that can be at a high competitive SEC level. Enter Will Redmond. Okay, Will Redmond came in February, and we've seen the fruits of his labor immediately. Okay, he's built this thing out to where you're almost competitive across the board at almost every single position. You've got layers of depth at almost every single position, and you're able to fix the spending strategy, I guess. You're able to fix that to where you've sort of carved out. Now you've got a spot carved out for a blockbuster left tackle from a NIL perspective. So you went and you said, we got to go get an elite left tackle. You went and you got Xavier Chaplin. Okay. So you have that piece sort of carved out. Okay. Now when he steps away, there's that piece that you've already committed and you've carved out that you can have another guy slide in and take that role from an NIL perspective. And you have to have that for every single position across the board for the whole team. But particularly we're talking about left tackle. The structure is in place that now you have that perfect little carve out to where, boom, one goes out and one can come in. It's no coincidence that as soon as he got here, Will Redmond got here in February, Auburn killed it with difference makers in the spring. Auburn retained their roster through a tumultuous season at an incredibly high level. And then Auburn, Auburn closed a very competitive and deep high school recruiting class through a tumultuous season. And then Auburn goes out and fills every role, every need at an extremely high level that you could possibly think of. Maybe the only thing that maybe they missed out on or they still could add in the spring is maybe a little bit more of a veteran linebacker. So you've got this thing in place now since Will Redmond's been here that you're just steadily building out this roster structure to where it's easy to see where when one piece goes out, which piece goes in. Okay, so Auburn's got the structure now that you can easily, when one slides out, you easily got the spot for this kid, Emmanuel Iheanacho, to slide in and be the five-star guy, to be the guy that can fill that role that you've kind of carved out for him. Structure is very, very important. And again, so that's number two. So you've got the playing time needed. You've got the structure in place to where it makes sense, and you're not just throwing money at the wall and seeing how it sticks. You've got the pieces in place. You've got the structure. You've got the spots to where it's easy and it makes sense to slide one out and slide one in. And then the last piece is relationships. Now, 4 or 5 years ago, relationships would have been at the top of this list because kids were okay with, I trust this guy. I understand that there's none of the other stuff to even consider. It's just, where can I go? Maybe playing time matters, but where can I go and make sure that I'm developed and I trust the guy to develop me? That used to be like the most important thing. What's their track record with NFL guys? What's this? What's that? And relationships were a big piece. They're still a big piece, but just not quite as important. Like this is, to me, this is one of those, if the other two things are right and the relationship's right, it just kind of puts it over the top. And Auburn has been, offensive tackles are really different from other positions. You can make up a lot of ground on other positions quickly from a relationship standpoint, whereas offensive linemen, it takes multiple years because I think you hope to play multiple years for this guy and it takes time. It's a developmental position. So they have to spend, they're going to be spending a ton of time with this offensive line coach. They're going to be spending a lot of time in this offensive system. So they have to make sure that, hey, I got to make sure that we trust this guy. We like this guy. We believe in this guy. And that takes time. Now, another thing they do, though, is they commit early. So that's another piece that you got to look at, too. But Auburn has been working on this kid since they first got here. I mean, look, he came in on a visit last year during spring. You've been working on this guy for multiple years now, and you've been here for multiple years. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes to be able to land an elite offensive tackle like this. The previous years, you've come in and you haven't had the success that you'd probably like at a level that you'd like, but you also haven't had really, you haven't had the time 100% needed to be able to, you know, like I said, foster these relationships for a span of multiple years. It's been a lot of quick boom, 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 try to make some waves quick with a guy and see what happens. You've had some success. You got Brody Scholl out of Oklahoma this year that I think is going to be a really good player in time. He's probably not at this level, Emmanuel Iheanacho level, where he could come in and start right away, and that's okay. You're not going to get five of those every year. You may get one or two, but you're not going to get just a whole offensive line of guys that are going to be ready to come in right away in this day and age. It's impossible. So relationships matter. And again, this is the first one where you had a chance to have a real, real elite offensive tackle at the level of like come in and start immediately in the past, you know, since you've been here. So it's relationships are a big, big piece. Getting him in this early again shows that relationship is more than just, you know, it's a little bit deeper than just I'm coming for a visit. He's coming back for a visit. So he's already been here. He's already seen what they had to offer, and he's coming back. So that puts you in a little bit even more of a confident mindset that this relationship is in a good place. So with all those things being said, you may not get him, okay? I'm not saying that Auburn's going to get this kid. You may not get him. But as far as having all of the pieces in place, I don't know that you're going to have a better opportunity. The stars are sort of aligned, so to speak, for this kid. I don't know that you're going to get a better opportunity. This is the only negative, okay? And this is a big one. The only negative is this could be one of the weaker offensive tackle classes that I can remember as a whole, like across the country. You have two really elite guys, and then there is a massive drop-off, okay? Everybody wants one of those two, okay? So everything that I just said, the importance the emphasis that I'm putting on this guy, everybody else is too, because there's not many to pick from. So instead of having it spread out over multiple guys, you're going to have a lot of folks after just two guys. Now, that's not to say that all the other kids won't be recruited and won't go sign somewhere. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying from the focus standpoint that I'm talking about, paying the money that I'm talking about, that's you're going to have to pay, you're going to try to find that starter. There's only two of those this year. And everybody's going to be going after them. So that could be the only thing that hurts Auburn, but still I would have to look at all the situations from everybody that they're talking with. It's hard to imagine there's a better situation other than if you had someone that had a similar situation, but maybe they had more of a proven record at this point in time, whereas Auburn's still sort of building. You have more of a ready-made championship contender that you could step right into, a proven championship contender that you could step right into and play right away. That's why I don't know what Penn State's depth chart looks like, but that would be a tough one, I would imagine. It's a really good recruiter. James Franklin's a really good recruiter. They just made the playoffs. I'm sure they have plenty of NIL. They have a ton of support. And again, I guess it just really depends on what their depth chart looks like. That one to me seems like it could be a tough one that you're going to have to beat out. But Auburn's in a better situation now than they've ever been to be able to land a kid like this. So now you just got to do it. Now you got to knock it out of the park this weekend. You got to continue to push because, again, these guys want to commit early. Maybe you can get him to pull the trigger, you know, sometime in the summer or something like that, or maybe even before. Maybe you can get him back for a spring game, another spring practice. That would be big. I think that would show a lot, too, if you could get him back in here for another spring practice after he was just here for junior day. We'll see. He's visited a lot of places. He's been to Florida. He likes Florida a lot. He likes, obviously, Penn State. He's been, all over the place. So it's not like it's a visit to Auburn is sound the alarm. He doesn't do this. No, he visits a lot of places. So, again, I'm not saying that Auburn's leading. I'm not saying that Auburn can get him, okay? All I'm saying is the stars are aligned right now for Auburn to be able to pull this kid off. And basically just wanted to kind of reiterate how important, how much more the other items matter, you know, other than just saying, oh, we just got to get a five-star tackle every year. Well, nowadays, with the way football is today, it's a lot more than just we got to get a five-star tackle every single year. We have to have the situation that would kind of lend itself to getting an offensive tackle, five-star offensive tackle every single year. But, man, it would be fun to kind of break the spell. You get all the years of frustration could be ended in one fell swoop. We're due one. We're due this. Auburn is due this kid. Auburn is due a five-star blockbuster offensive tackle. And hopefully with the structure in place, playing time piece, the pathway to playing time with the relationships. Maybe when you add all those three together, maybe it can put Auburn over the edge. But we'll see what happens. Massive junior day, and this kid will headline it unless somebody else pops in. But, again, he's the number two prospect in the country, so I don't know that there could be anybody bigger. Zion Elise, the number one prospect in the country, so I guess you got one and two here. And Auburn would love to be able to add this kid. So, let's see what happens. A lot of action is going to happen throughout the rest of the week. I'm sure there's going to be more visitors announced, and we'll keep you posted on that. We'll do our barn takeover on Thursday, and we'll just see what happens the rest of the week. Y'all stay warm, stay safe, and I really appreciate you listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You can follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and we'll be back every single day this week. No basketball. Got to wait till Saturday. We'll get there. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.